Now, here's an exclusive PodcastOne.com killer clip from The Chick Show, talking to The View's Sherry Shepherd.
You remember my ex, the sweet one who turned out to be sexually questioning, but the horrifying cheater one. He was on set on, we did a show together called Emerald, and that man almost burnt down my dressing room because he had me so afraid of putting on a pound. And you know what? I was in good shape in those days. I was wearing like BB size 4, right? Do you remember they had Burt Reynolds guest, and he came over, yeah. He sat down one day and he looked at me and went, "Let me tell you something, little lady, you are built like a brick shit house." And I was like, the bandit.
Burt Reynolds couldn't like keep off of you. I remember you were like hot.
I know, I was cute, but I was so afraid of putting on a pound that I smoked, and my ex didn't want me to smoke. So one day he lit all of my cigarettes in my dressing room, which by the way, was on top of Ellen DeGeneres' dressing room because she was doing a show then, and right underneath us. And I was like, oh my God, if that dressing room had burnt down, we wouldn't have Dance Fridays. Like, I was so scared of him. And Robert Urich took a look at me one day when he came on set with like looking like he was going to kill me. And he walked up next to me and he said, "I see you. I see what you're doing." He goes, "You're taking care of everybody. You don't need to do this." And the problem with my ex, part of the problem was that he was threatened by the fact that I was doing what I wanted to do and had a career.
Right.
And he felt like he didn't. Do you think that was part of the problem in your marriage?
Yes. I think that, you know, looking back over it, I think it's very hard when you're in a relationship with a person who's not passionate about what they're doing.
Mm.
And if they're not passionate about what they're doing, then they're looking over at your stuff, especially when you're doing something, when you're getting successful at what you're doing because you're passionate about it. Mm. And when they're not moving and evolving, it creates a lot of resentment.
To hear more, click on the full show link. Or if you're listening on something that starts with I or G, go to podcastone.com.